I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Ken Ono, who is the Asa Griggs Candler Professor of Mathematics at Emory University, and we're talking about his invited address, his MAA invited address, Golden Numbers and Identities, the Legacy of Rogers and Ramanujan. And that's going to take place Sunday morning at the joint meetings, January 11th from 9 to 9:50 at the Lila Cockrell Theater at the Convention Center, the main invited address room. So Ken, can you tell us a little bit about your address?
Yes, I'm going to tell a little bit about some of the famous identities that Ramanujan proved before Hardy discovered him. And it turns out that these identities had previously been discovered by a mathematician by the name of Rogers. And these identities, over the last 100 years or so, have found their way into many, many different corners of mathematics. I looked them up on MathSciNet a few months ago, and there are over 800 citations to these two identities. And so in joint work with Ole Varnar and, Michael Griffin, we considered two problems. One problem is to find a framework in which these two identities are just special cases. And two, we wanted to study the values of the functions that Rogers and Ramanujan studied, but in the context of this larger framework. And we've done that. And so this lecture is going to be about some crazy power series identities, generalizations of beautiful formulas for numbers like the golden ratio, and, of course, as usual, the story of Ramanujan and a lot of the colorful characters that are involved in this area of mathematics.
Now, you mentioned that Ramanujan proved these independently. Normally, he didn't prove things.
That's right. Ramanujan had a proof of these identities. You are right. Many of Ramanujan's findings were just recorded in his notebooks without proof, but certainly Ramanujan could prove these identities.
You mentioned that they involve infinite series. Do they also involve continued fractions?
Yes, actually, the two Rogers-Ramanujan identities, if you divide one into the other, what you get is the famous Rogers-Ramanujan continued fraction. It's a very simple-looking power series. I think the AMS even produced a poster celebrating Ramanujan's 125th anniversary of his birth. I think this continued fraction is on that poster. And the lecture I'm going to give starts with the mathematics of that continued fraction and brings it forward to the present day, and you'll see that there are several doubly infinite families of identities that generalize everything that Rogers and Ramanujan proved about that continued fraction.
Now, also recently, in addition to your math work, you've been connected with a film about Ramanujan.
That's right. I'm the mathematical consultant for the movie A Man Who Knew Infinity, based on the best-selling biography of Ramanujan by Robert Kanigal. And this film just went into post-production. It just finished filming a few days ago. And I spent much of August in London in pre-production and during filming. It was really quite exciting. I got to work with Jeremy Irons, who will play G.H. Hardy, and Dev Patel, who you may know from Slumdog Millionaire. He's going to play Ramanujan. And it was really a fascinating time.
And post-production, is that similar to looking at the proofs for an article?
Well, I think journals usually give you, 2 days, 48 hours to return proofs. I think post-production on this movie will take the better part of 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months.
Okay.
It's a very big process. So in spirit, yes, it's something like going over proofs for a paper, except it's many, many hundreds of hours of work.
It was kind of last minute for you, wasn't it?
It was kind of last minute. Let's see. I was contacted by the director, Matt Brown, in July, and he wanted to discuss with me props that the art department would have to produce, things like the original letters that Ramanujan wrote to Hardy, formulas that would be on blackboards in classrooms, so on and so forth. So we Skyped, and by the end of the Skype, he asked me to get on a plane and come out to Pinewood Studios in London as soon as I could because, well, he discovered that I really know the story of Ramanujan. I'm really passionate about their project, and of course, the story. And so, yeah, 3 days later, I was in London working with the actors, tweaking the script and working with the art department and also helping out with some of the filming. You know, it was a great experience.
It sounds like it. Ken, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I hope everybody watches the movie. It should come out in the fall of 2015. I think it's going to be great for mathematics. The mathematics is going to be absolutely authentic. And I have to say, I now get it that the world's best actors are really special people. Jeremy Irons and Dev Patel, they learned a lot of math, not because I just wanted to tell them, because they both understood that to play the roles of Hardy and Ramanujan properly, they had to know what they were talking about. So they now know quite a bit of the deep theorems and mathematics. They know about Skew's theorem. They know about false proofs of the prime number theorem. And they can articulate what the depth of these statements are. So I'm very impressed by them.
Yeah. And I guess you also hope that people come to your address as well, in addition
to
the movie.
Yeah, I don't have the voice of Jeremy Irons, but I'll be excited, and I'm going to have a great time giving this lecture.
All right. That address is Sunday morning, January 11th, from 9 to 9:50. The title of the talk is Golden Numbers and Identities, The Legacy of Rogers and Ramanujan. That's an MAA-invited address. So, Ken, good luck with the address, and thanks for talking to us. That's Ken Ono.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you in January.